Afternoon.
Hi, good afternoon, Mr. Wade.
Yes.
Hi, this is Alex. How are you?
Well, I'm tired, but I'm wet. But anyhow, I'm doing
Oh
okay.
gosh. Okay. Well, I can call back. I just really wanted to touch
Oh
base
no,
with
I'm okay. No, I'm. It's good. It's
you.
good. It's a good time. Yes.
Okay, good. I just wanted to touch base with you. Thank you very much. I just actually heard your voicemail, and you were talking about the property in Mundy Point. You gave me a date in there, which is you said that the trust will be released May of 28th.
That May 28th, that is the day. Now, with that said, as I said, my niece is she does it all, okay? Whatever word you want to throw out there, I just use that one, whatever I said, probably some of attorney, you know what I'm talking about. But anyhow, that is the date that means they can't take anything from me and stuff. I'm not gonna get into that, but anyhow, it's and then everything has to come back into my name. And that was the whole thing. I could have sold it back whenever, and but she just said wait, 'cause it'd be less hectic on her since she's the power of attorney and all of that mess. Just get it in my name, then it's only me dealing with it. So that's what we're waiting on. Yeah. So the 28th is the day, and then we have to follow whatever process. And I'm not good at that stuff. I'm a dinosaur. That's why. My lovely niece is handling it all.
Gotcha. So the 28th, but then I believe it might have like a legal,
No, there is no legal. No, that will be that's the whole thing. The 28th
Okay.
is the, what do you
28th.
call it? The, oh, they can't, anyhow, it's, statute of limitations, that's over with. That, no, the only legality, there is no, everything just has to be go from like a truck. It's set up as a company, and then everything goes back into my name as a civilian, for lack of a better term. And then I mean, it's all mine anyhow, but they can't touch it because it's all in my niece's name. If you had any of this is making sense, yes.
Okay. All right. Well, let's do that.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
And right now you're trying to get an offer for the property, or you're really interested in selling it?
Yes, I have somebody that wants to buy it. He's right down the road, and Wayne, a real good friend of mine, and y'all, and obviously whoever gives me the best price, it's theirs. Yeah, all I gotta do is, if anybody wants it surveyed, that's on them. All I want to do is sell it, because I'm sick of paying taxes. All I'm doing is using it as a catch-all. That's it.
Okay.
Catching all the furniture and stuff from a previous, and that's all I'm doing, and paying taxes on it. I'm sick of it. I don't like cutting the
Right.
grass either. Yeah, the bushes, all that stuff. I don't need it. I don't want it.
Right. I don't have the picture, or actually, there's no information showing up in here just looking at the website. But how many bedrooms and baths, if you can still remember, this property has?
No, I do know because it's right next door. It's one bath and one, two. Well, you could say three, but it ain't big rooms. The upstairs, it was an add-on. It used to be a actually, it's historical. It's but it's not in anything. It used to be the old schoolhouse way back when, of Monday Point. And then my grandmother, when they bought it, they added the upstairs to it and everything. Yeah. Plus, it's got a sunroom on the front, and then they added the, let's see, looking at it on the left-hand side, they added that for Uncle Coon and Uncle Ben when they got, and Grandma took care of them and stuff. Yeah, so that's it.
And is this something that we could visit, if wanted to drive by and look at the property? I know you said it's gonna be okay on the 28th, but I just wanted to ask. Hello? Sheree? Hello? I can't hear you. If you can hear me on the other line, let me try to call back.